and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still talking about these heat alerts that are underway right now. Dial your thermostat up to 78 degrees. That all began with Gavin Newsom, and I loved it last night on Fox. Trace Gallagher, let's go to cut three, by the way. Cut three. Gavin Newsom talking about how it's cool to be at 78 degrees wearing fleece. Listen to this.
Late in the day here in California, and it's hot, and we are back again in emergency energy territory. For days now, we've been teetering between levels 2 and 3. That's the most severe, and it means big-time potential for what the state calls power curtailments. You and I would know them better as blackouts or rolling power outages. Of course, the theory behind the turning the power off on a rolling basis is to make sure the entire grid doesn't fail, leaving millions in the dark in dangerous heat for days on end. On top of the heat wave, there's a few other problems with California's already failing grid system. Hydropower is down because water levels are down. Solar power is up, which helps during the day, but the state does not have enough battery power to store solar, so it's use it or lose it. That's why most of the time, and especially at night, the grid is powered by good old fossil fuels. And during this record heat, we have learned that Governor Gavin Newsom is just really cool. So cool that he wore a fleece jacket in what he said was a 78-degree room. Today, he skipped the winter attire, but explained why he is, to quote a phrase, cool beyond words.
Watch. Recool your home and make sure that that thermostat's above 78 degrees. Still feels cool beyond words. I walked in at 78 degrees and felt like I needed a jacket because of the distinction between the elements outside and on the inside.
Record heat. He's cool. Even in record heat.
Yeah. Trace Gallagher last night on Fox News Channel. I'll just tell you, I don't know of a lot of people that are dialing down their thermostat or cranking it up to 78. I'm sorry, but I've asked all my friends. I've asked bartenders, the guy at the dry cleaners. I asked, are you doing anything like that? Nope. People are not taking this seriously. They really are not. And it's going to take maybe a blackout or a brownout to change people's minds. Stay with us. Tommy White will join us. Business Manager, Labor Union, Local 872. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. sampeters4congress.com and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Buckingham Palace reports Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest reigning monarch, has died at the age of 96. Karen Chamas with that report.
Elizabeth spent over seven decades as monarch as the UK rebuilt itself after World War II, lost an empire, and then both entered and left the European Union. She was a constant presence for all Britons and the only monarch most British people have ever known. Whilst her image was a daily sight for many, as it adorned stamps, coins and banknotes, her inner life and opinions remained largely an enigma. The impact of her loss will be huge and unpredictable. With Elizabeth's death, her son Charles becomes Britain's new king. Karen Chamas, London.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss says the Queen's son, Charles, will take on a heavy responsibility.
With the King's family, we mourn the loss of his mother. And as we mourn, we must come together as a people to support him, to help him bear the awesome responsibility that he now carries for us all.
Charles will be called King Charles III. Also at townhall.com, on Wednesday, California avoided rolling outages during extreme heat as operators of the state's electricity grid continued to warn that unprecedented demand on energy supplies could force them to periodically cut power to some customers. Hurricane Kay lashing out at Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Forecasters say there is a chance the outer bands of that storm could bring some heavy rain to parts of scorched Southern California and southwestern Arizona on Friday night and Saturday. On Wall Street, stocks finishing higher, the Dow up 192 points today, and the NASDAQ ahead 70. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with...
Be honest with me. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants, even sporting events or concerts? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. I knew I had to do something. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis has been arrested in connection with the stabbing death of a Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter, Jeff Gehrman. Police searched his home yesterday and questioned him before arresting him last night. Gehrman wrote a number of stories exposing the turmoil surrounding Tellis's oversight of the public administrator's office, which oversees the estates of people who have died. His death comes months after he reported that current and former employees claim Tellis created a hostile work environment and carried on in an inappropriate relationship with a staffer, which impaired the office's ability to get its work done. Tellis lost his re-election bid in June after the stories were published. Gehrman was found dead Saturday morning outside his Northwest Las Vegas home. Police say he was fatally stabbed sometime on Friday. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for previously owned single-family homes in August was $450,000. That's down more than 3% from July, as well as the all-time high of $482,000 set in May. The median sales price in August was still 11% better than the same time just a year ago, when it was $405,000.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Don't forget that excessive heat warning is in effect through tonight, so limit your outdoor activities. It's 99 right now. And do watch for some shoulder activity on both sides of the freeway as you enter the downtown area on Interstate 515 between Eastern and the 15 interchange.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it, but it's the National Football League season game one tonight, Bills and the Rams. Raiders fans are going to have to wait until the weekend to actually experience NFL football. But be that as it may, a guy that's going to be anxiously waiting, Tommy White, the business manager, Labor Union Local 872. You ready for the NFL season?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been ready since the preseason. So the Raiders seem to be doing pretty good in the preseason. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Opening on the road, obviously. I guess there are going to be a lot of teams that are going to be looking at this game and looking and seeing, hey, the two of these teams, the Raiders or the Raiders. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here. Sorry about that. But the Raiders are a team that a lot of people are pointing at as a potential Super Bowl contender. You agree?
Well, definitely. I would love to see them go to the Super Bowl. I think, but we all know in the first couple of games, I think their first game is going to be the Chargers this Sunday, and that should be a really good game. If the Raiders pull that one off, then at least we know where we're going to be heading.
Let me ask you, and this is a totally different subject. We are coming off of a couple of amazing weeks relative to weather, and I'm just curious, your members, your workers, how do they deal with the heat at a time like this when the heat is so excessive?
You know, Kevin, you know, over the years, you know, working out in the heat myself years ago, and you know, dealing with September being as hot as this one, but you know, our members become accustomed to it. And you know, I can tell you, after speaking to a lot of members that are out there, with these new OSHA changes that came into effect, they're really not too happy with it, because if you're used to working out in the heat, you know when your time is to take, you know when your time is to go drink water, and we recommend that to everyone. But, you know, with some of these new laws that came into effect with OSHA, with, you know, they want you to work, you know, 30 minutes on, 10 minutes off. You know, I can tell you a lot of members that I talk to are not happy with that, because our guys are used to working out in the heat. They know what they need to do. They know how to keep themselves covered. They know when to wear sun protection. skin protection, and we supply a lot of our members with UV shirts and covers for their arms and face covers. And so, you know, they want to just go ahead and go to work and finish the day and get home. And we like starting early when it's really hot like this. Now you see how it's starting to get lighter later and darker earlier, and that really messes up some construction. But our members handle it, so they know what they're doing.
What changes did OSHA make, or were there a lot of them? Were there just a couple of adjustments? What kind of changes did they make?
They did some major changes in some of the on the heat restraints. So, you know, if it's, you know, you got to supply tents out on the jobs now. If it's over a certain amount of degrees, you got to supply so many minutes off from working in the heat. We've always made sure we had water on the job, but a lot of these changes have been in effect in California for a long time. And, I do not believe in bringing California laws here into our state. And that's one of the things that's continuously being done now. So just not happy with that.
Nope. I can't say I blame you. I want to ask you, because when we get to the fall now, we've got summer behind us, and now we're starting to look at stuff that's going to be happening over the course of the next few months ahead of Christmas. Any new projects that are on the line that are going to either be starting soon or that are on the drawing board right now?
Formula One is going to be one of our biggest ones coming up, and of course, the Sphere where Madison Square Garden is building the Sphere out there. That's going to be a fantastic event center once that opens up. And you got a whole mess of room models going on and restaurant remodels, and then you have a lot of road work going on. So, you know, I can tell you this. We've been putting a lot of people out to work, and we've been keeping our out-of-work list very low. And we're very fortunate that we're able to do that, because we have the membership that's trained, and we have the apprentices that's trained to go out there and work.
Is there anything on the board that is going to rival Allegiant Stadium? Because that has had such a profound effect on our community.
Well, Allegiant Stadium, I mean, it's kind of, Kevin, every time someone brings that up to me, I look back at all the ones that didn't support the Raiders Stadium, and some of the, I watched some of the ones that didn't support it. Now they're big supporters because they're, whether it's their business or their party, is making a lot of money off of Raiders Stadium based on the amount of economy that it has generated here in Southern Nevada. But I don't see anything that's going to be able to top the Raiders Stadium coming in the near future, except maybe for Formula One.
Again, joining us, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. We are going to have an election in 61 days. Will your union, will your members be active in this midterm campaign?
Oh yeah, my members are very active out there right now. You know, one of my own, the vice president of the Labor's Local 872, Marco Hernandez. He's running for county commissioner. He's running against Tig Sagabloom. You know, a few years back when he ran Tig Sagabloom, he only lost to Tick by 150 votes. And if you look at some of these people that have been elected, going all the way up from city, all the way up to, you know, state, all the way up in Carson City. You know, we really need to look at, take the party out, take the party aside. Whether it's Republican or Democrat, and really look at what those individuals have either done for your community, have done for your way of life. What have they done for your way of life, and to really boost this economy?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's how we're deciding who we're supporting. If you sat back in the last 4 years and didn't really do nothing, and then expect us to support you in the next 60 days, you could really forget about our support.
Do you do interviews? Do you do questionnaires? Do you have vetting sessions where your members get a chance to ask questions of some of these candidates?
You know, Kevin, believe it or not, I believe questionnaires are BS, because most politicians aren't going to tell you exactly what they feel anyway. They're going to tell you what their party wants them to tell you. So giving someone a questionnaire is just BS. Even bringing them in, I've had politicians we brought in, we interviewed. They told us they're going to support growth and they're going to support jobs. And once they get elected, they get a chance to vote. They totally vote against it. So if you're a politician, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and you're not going to support growth, and you're not going to support development, you're not going to support boosting our economy, we're not going to support you. Very simple.
And that is the best vetting that I can think of. Tommy, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. I know you'll be rooting for the Raiders against the Chargers. Any other teams that you're going to be rooting for?
No, I'm just going to focus on one team this year. I just want the Raiders to come through and pull it off and bring us to a Super Bowl.
That sounds great. Tommy, always good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And keep up the good work. Stay cool.
All right, buddy. Take care.
There you go. Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union, Local 872. He'll be rooting for the Raiders against the Chargers in L.A. The reason I came to a metal block, they will always be the San Diego Chargers. I'm sorry. I grew up with the San Diego Chargers, and I will always be calling them L.A. is just—it's just going to take a while for me. Sorry about that, but it is, and that's why I kind of pulled up short, so to speak, talking about the Raiders and Chargers. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. Data provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meineke is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday, September the 8th, inching ever closer to the weekend. Over the course of the next 61 days, we are going to be taking a look at political races, not just here in Southern Nevada or in the state of Nevada or in the West, but all across our country. One of those, John Fetterman, the liberal, going after the Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz is the opponent. And Dr. Oz, who you've seen on TV a gazillion times, was on with Laura Ingraham last night, sizing up the Democrat Senate candidate, John Fetterman. This is Dr. Oz. It's cut number one. Go.
Yeah, he's not a real populist. He's a pretend populist. In fact, many folks think because of the way he dresses with his hoodies and his shorts that he's been working his whole life. It's quite the opposite. He's not worked in the private sector. I spent my whole life, you know, working as my parents were immigrants, understanding the importance of dedicating my life to service. As a heart surgeon, I've invented devices. As you know, I've been very active in a lot of endeavors just to make America a healthier and better place. John Fetterman has been hiding from voters for the last few months. He last week said he was fine. I haven't heard from him since. And instead, they're focused on these snarky posts written by consultants. And no candidate for office of either party ought to be shielded from scrutiny. And that's why I've been asking him to get on the campaign trail, come play. Let's talk about the cost of living in Pennsylvania, which is devastating as it is across the country. The gas prices, which are here, elevated. And we know that we could help because we've got hundreds of years of natural gas under our feet. The crime in Pennsylvania is through the roof. Philadelphia experiencing the worst homicide rates in its history. And I got to say, the only thing Joe Biden's building back better is the Republican Party. And he's doing a good job strengthening our party. We're uniting here in Pennsylvania. And the key question that all voters are going to have to address on November 8th is, do you think Joe Biden's taking us in the right direction? And as you point out, you know, the vast majority are going to say no, and they're going to vote for me, which is why the Democratic Party, it's not even the Democrats, it's the far left radical elements of it are distracting voters with all kinds of efforts across the country. But the American people will not be dissuaded from focusing on what matters.
Well, I mean, the gas prices, the food prices alone. I mean, anyone who votes for Fetterman is just going to vote for higher gas prices and higher food prices. Everybody knows that. They should know it by now. But I want to talk about fundraising, because Fetterman's total haul from individuals and committees, according to campaign finance reports, about $9.9 million. And you have $1.1 million, at least that's what's being reported, closing the gap a little bit. I guess you loaned your campaign some money, but he has five times as much cash on hand as you do. Is that correct, number one? Number two, why is that, given how important this race is for Republicans to take back the U.S. Senate? Where's the NRSC?
Well, the NRSC is getting involved. The RNC had been wonderful. The state and national parties are doing their best, but the Democrats have very cleverly taken all these issues that have come up over